The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start off with the upcoming audio describe performances going on in the Triangle. Sunday, January 30th, it's Measure for Measure. This is a Raleigh Little Theater production. Measure for Measure contains depictions of sexual assault and may not be suitable for all audiences. What's the story? Vienna is beset with brothels and loose morality, and it's up to the Duke to provide some divine intervention. Shakespeare's comedy centers around the fate of Claudio, who is arrested by Lord Angelo, the temporary leader of Vienna. Angelo lusts after Claudio's sister, Isabella, an aspiring nun, and gives her an ultimatum: give up her chastity or her brother dies. Her decision ignites an exploration of agency, abuse of power, and the intersection of virtue and sin. The play starts at 3. Again, that's Sunday, January 20th. Also on the audio describe performance list, Sunday, January 27th, it's Ash in Johannesburg. This is from Burning Coal Theater. In the late 60s, early 70s, a meteor shot across the sports world. A young African-American man named Arthur Ashe. He won the U.S. Open in 68, becoming the first black man to win a major. But it was a little-known competition that he entered in 1973, one that took him into the heart of apartheid South Africa, that saw Ashe fight and win his greatest battle. And it wasn't on a tennis court. Burning Coal has commissioned the rising young playwright Hannah Benitez to tell this little-known story for the first time. The curtain goes up at 2. Saturday, February 16th, Mamma Mia. This is a North Carolina theater production. The ultimate feel-good show. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless songs propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship, creating an unforgettable show. A large cast, nonstop laughs, and explosive dance numbers combine to make a guaranteed smash. This is at Memorial Auditorium. The show starts at 2. Sunday, February 16th, or excuse me, Sunday, February 17th, it's Men on Boats. This is a Justice Theater project at Umstead United Church of Christ. In 1869, 10 explorers set off to chart the Green and Colorado Rivers under the guidance of John Wesley Powell, a one-time Civil War veteran and personal friend of President Grant. Along the way, they make friends. They get on each other's nerves. They suffer loss of boat and supplies. They doubt. They struggle and name mountains after themselves. They posture and pretend. They quit while they're ahead. And they repeatedly brave dangerous rapids to reach the other side. This is a 3:30 performance. Thursday, February 21st, Cabaret, North Carolina State University's Stewart Theater. A young American writer, Cliff Bradshaw, and his love, the charismatic singer Sally Bowles, spend their days in Fraulein Schneider's boarding house and their nights in the seedy Kit Kat Club. There, the master of ceremonies guides them through Berlin's underbelly and the chaotic final days of the Weimar Republic. Enjoy the music that has thrilled audiences worldwide in this Tony Award-winning musical. The show starts at 7:30. Sunday, February 24th, it's Charlotte's Web. Carry Youth Applause at the Carry Arts Center. It's based on the novel telling the story of a livestock pig named Wilbur and his friendship with a barn spider named Charlotte. When Wilbur is in danger of being slaughtered by the farmer, Charlotte writes messages praising Wilbur in her web in order to persuade the farmer to let him live. This is at 3 o'clock. Also on Sunday, February 24th, Junie B. Jones, the musical. This is Raleigh Little Theater. Sneak a peek into the top-secret personal beeswax journal of the outspoken and lovable Junie B. Jones. It's Junie B.'s first day of first grade, and things have changed. Junie's friend Lucille doesn't want to be her BFF anymore. Also, Junie has trouble reading the blackboard, and she might need glasses. Again, Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, February 24th. The curtain goes up at 5 o'clock. From WRAL.com, Thrive North Carolina Food Festival returns to downtown Raleigh this spring. After a successful inaugural year, Thrive North Carolina Food Festival has announced it will be returning to downtown Raleigh this spring. The festival, which is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, will be held May 9th and 10th at City Market. Each night will include chefs performing live demonstrations, samples from local restaurants and breweries, and live music. Thrive North Carolina kicks off May 9th with an invitation-only summit addressing childhood nutrition and ways to combat food insecurity. The following day, the festival will present Thrive North Carolina Service, which will help bring members of the community together with a local nonprofit for a hands-on project to help those in need. Tickets for the food festival are $30 per night and include unlimited food and drink samples. The tickets go on sale February 28th. Again, that's the Thrive North Carolina Festival, May 9th and 10th. All right, Poorhouse Music Hall. Here's the lineup for the next few weeks. Of course, Poorhouse Music Hall is on South Blount Street. Most shows start at 9 o'clock unless it's noted otherwise. So Wednesday, January 16th, it's Seth Rosenblum with Andy Wood. That's at 8. Thursday, January 17th, Comedy Overload, again at 8. Thursday, January 17th, Zephranthes EP release with Night Idea and Blanco Bassnet. Friday, January 18th, Lewis York and the Shindellas with Zonzofly and Imani Presley. Saturday, January 19th, Tom Waits tribute with Vagabond Saints Society and Gasp. Sunday, January 20th, Day Party Series, Be the Moon, Dramatic, and Indio Bravo. Sunday, January 20th, Lincoln Durham, that's at 8:30. Monday, January 21st, Joss Christina with Hawkins King at 8. Tuesday, January 22nd, Darren and the Buttered Toast at 8:30. Wednesday, January 23rd, The Dead Bedrooms with Phantom Funk and Thirsty Curses. Friday, January 25th, CBDB 2019 Winter Tour. Saturday, January 26th, Zach Mexico with Nest Egg and Jenny Bezetz. Sunday, January 27th, Day Party Series with Hard Worker, MKR, and Rachel Keel. That's at 2. Then at 8:30 same day, Jake Labatz. Again, that's the lineup for the next couple of weeks at the Poorhouse Music Hall. Now, at Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Friday, January 18th, The Grateful Ball featuring the Travelin' McCoorys and Jeff Austin Band. That all starts at 8:30. Saturday, January 19th, Chairman of the Board at 8:30. Wednesday, January 23rd, Ripe with the Brook and the Bluff at 8 o'clock. Friday, January 25th, American Aquarium's fifth annual road trip to Raleigh with Brent Cobb and Courtney Marie Andrews. That starts at 8. American Aquarium is back on Saturday, January 26th with Susto and Paul Coffin. Again, that's an 8 o'clock show. Thursday, January 31st, Resurrection, Journey Tribute at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 1st, Keller Williams at 9. Saturday, February 2nd, Pigeons Play Ping Pong, and that's at 9. All right, at the Ritz, most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, January 18th, Jesse McCartney, the Resolution Tour. Saturday, January 19th, Scotty McCreery, Seasons Change Tour. Friday, January 25th, Green Sky Bluegrass. Saturday, January 26th, Disco Donnie presents Slander at 6. Wednesday, January 30th, Trippy Red, Life's a Trip Tour. Friday, February 1st, On the Border, this is an Eagles tribute at 7. And then Saturday, February 2nd, Chippendales, Let's Misbehave 2019 tour. That show starts at 9. All right, here's NC State, Arts NC State, rather. We've got some of their schedule here. Saturday, February 2nd, Movement Art Is, featuring John Bugaza and Lil Buck. Love Heals All Wounds, celebrated as some of the world's most prestigious stages and viral on YouTube. Choreographers and dancers John Bugaza and Lil Buck join forces to examine and encourage social justice. Love Heals All Wounds gracefully takes on vital issues that we face as a global community, climate change, mass incarceration, and immigration. Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. February 20th through the 24th, it's Cabaret. That's a university theater production at Stewart Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd, Pedrito Martinez and Alfredo Rodriguez, both Grammy-nominated artists, first worked together on Alfredo's 2012 critically acclaimed release, Invasion Parade. Since that initial recording session, they have had the rare occasion to perform together as a duo. This is at Titmus Theater, 8 o'clock both nights. Also, NC State University. In the music department, January 17th, it's the PMC lecture, Tammy Kernodle, Kennedy McAway Studio Theater at 7. Tuesday, January 29th, Arts Now, Azuri String Quartet, again, Kennedy McAway Studio Theater at 7. Thursday and Friday, February 14 and 15, Jazz Ensemble 1 and 2 at Titmus Theater at 7. Wednesday, February 20th, Applied Student Recital, Price Music Center at 7. And then Tuesday, March 5th, Wind Ensemble Concert. Carolina Performing Arts program started 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, January 16th, Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, Need We Say Anything at All? This husband and wife duo attempt to burn down Memorial Hall with virtuosic sparks. Both have appeared here in various guises, but this pairing puts their joyful banjo chops front and center. This is at UNC's Memorial Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, January 18 and 19, David Newman, an advanced beginner group, I Understand Everything Better. Inspired by the death of David Newman's father, this multidisciplinary dance-based performance is a deeply felt work that intersperses elements of kabuki video, music, and text, and blurs the lines between truth and fiction. This is Current Art Space and Studio. Tuesday, January 22nd, Carolina Performing Arts, Los Angeles Master Chorale. In a production dramatically staged by Peter Sellars, 21 singers transform Lasso's 21 Renaissance madrigals on the seven stages of St. Peter's grief into a resonant contemporary allegory about responsibility and the power of regret. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Friday, February 1st, Compagnie Marie Chouinard, The Garden of the Earthly Delights. Performance contains nudity throughout, appropriate for ages 16 and older. Monday, February 4th, Wild Up, Future Folk. This Los Angeles collective rewrites the rules of chamber music. This is Moser Auditorium at 7:30. Then Friday, February 8th, Wild Up again, We the People. Wild Up believes that music can be a critical part of civic dialogue. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. All right, Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, January 25th, Jeremy Dink on piano. In the two decades since he claimed Juilliard's Venerable Piano Recital Debut Award, Durham native Jeremy Dink has become one of his generation's most in-demand instrumentalists and, at the New Yorker, one of its most astute critics. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, February 1st, Ron Miles, I Am a Man, with Jason Moran, Brian Blade, Bill Frizzell, and Scott Coley. As All About Jazz declared, I Am a Man occupies a rare space, existing as a musical mark of pride and dignity, a statement driven by social activism, a history-propelled piece of art, and an album that challenges and unites, at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 1st and 2nd, Camille A. Brown and Dancers, Black Girl Linguistic Play. Brown draws upon the rhythmic pulsations of double dutch, the complexity of step and tap, and the full-body percussion of juba to elevate the cultural contributions of black girls to triumphant artistic expression. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. And then Saturday, February 2nd, Duke performances, Schumann Quartet, where they're scaling the heights of the repertoire's greatest classics or venturing into vital new works. The Schumann performs with crispness and brio and was declared by some to be among the best quartets in the world. This is part of the Chamber Art Series at Baldwin Auditorium. All right, Raleigh Little Theater lineup coming up January 20th. Triangle African American Theater Preview 19. Celebrate the rich and diverse season of African American theater in the Triangle. The Triangle Friends of African American Arts is bringing together several performing arts organizations to showcase the wonderful African American plays and musicals that will hit the stages in 2019. Through January 27th, Measure for Measure. And as we mentioned earlier, this is about Vienna, beset with brothels and loose morality. February 15th through the 24th, we've already mentioned Judy B. Jones, the musical. And there is a sensory-friendly performance on March 2nd. March 8th through the 24th, it is Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. And again, there is a sensory-friendly performance set for March 30th. That's all at Raleigh Little Theater. All right, at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, February 3rd, it's a melange, meaning an eclectic mix, changes the rules of chamber music performance. Each audience member has the chance to select the ensemble's next piece from its rich and extensive menu of more than 30 musical works from 15 styles, ranging from classical to Baroque romantic to jazz, and Latin to Broadway. Saturday, February 16th, dance workshop, Rodin and Movement. The choreographers share the creative process behind Jean-Louis Bell, a dance piece commissioned by the North Carolina Museum of Art in 2017. This class is for adults and starts at 10. Then there is another dance workshop, Saturday, February 16th, Rodin and Movement. And this class is for teens and starts at 2 o'clock. Then March 3rd, Quartet for the End of Time. Members of the Charlotte Symphony perform the epic wartime Quartet for the End of Time. Endlessly deep and filled with haunting passages, the work has been recognized as one of the most important chamber music works of the 20th century. All right, let's get a look at the rundown of Carolina music festivals around the state of North Carolina. January 31st through February 2nd is the North Carolina Jazz Festival in Wilmington. It's in its 39th year. The festival site is the Hilton Wilmington Riverside. February 1st through the 3rd, the Classic Rock and Roll Weekend in Asheville, and that's at the Omni Grove Park Inn. February 8th and 9th, Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Boone. Festival sites for this event, ASU Campus, Plemons Student Union, and Legends. February 22nd through the 23rd, it's the Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. The UNC Chapel Hill Festival includes public performances by touring bands, artists in residence, faculty and students, in addition to workshops and master classes for students. This is Memorial Hall, Keenan Music Building, and Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall. February 22nd through the 24th, it's Bluegrass First Class in Asheville. The hotel-based festival features a main stage, a showcase stage, rooms set aside for picking and jamming, and a kids' bluegrass workshop and performances for ages 6 and up. Bluegrass First Class is in its 24th year. The festival site is the Crown Plaza Resort. And then March 30th, you've got Blue, Brew, and Q Festival. This is in Keenansville. The day of family fun includes bluegrass music, a barbecue cook-off, vendors from Duplin County wineries and craft breweries, additional vendors, concessions, and more. Admission includes commemorative beer glass and beer and wine samples, obviously for those 21 and older. The festival's in its third year. It's at the Duplin County Event Center. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in some of the communities around the Triangle at the Clayton Center, obviously in Clayton. Thomas Kubinek on Thursday, January 31st. The one and only Dr. Professor Kubinek is a comic genius, virtuoso vaudevillian, and all-around charmer. Show starts at 7:30. Friday, February 8th at the Clayton Center, Yolanda Rabin, North Carolina-based songstress. Yolanda is a fierce performer whose versatility allows her to master all types of music. Thursday, February 21st through Saturday, February 23rd, The Diviners. This is Clayton Youth Theater. In the fictional town of Zion, Indiana, during the Great Depression, a widowed farmer is raising his teenage son, Buddy, whose brain was damaged during a near drowning. Because of this experience, the boy is terrified of water, yet he has also developed a certain brand of giftedness. When C.C. Showers, a former preacher, comes to farm seeking employment and food, a special and ultimately tragic bond develops between the two. Rated PG for mild language and tragedy, performances at 7 o'clock. Apex at the Halle Cultural Arts Center, Saturday, February 9th, the Triangle Russian Festival. Come and enjoy Russian culture and experience the unique folk and ethnic heritage of this part of the world. The all-day festival includes Russian and Georgian folk games and dances and workshops for kids and adults. This is from 11 to 7. Saturday, February 16th, Jazz Live Concert Series. That's at 7:30. Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events 7:30 unless noted. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 17th through the 19th, Girls of the Garden Club. Performances each evening at 7:30 and a matinee Saturday at 2. Friday and Saturday, January 25 and 26, Project Dance 2019. Join in celebrating the variety of dance styles, choreography, and dance companies in this area. Shows at 6:30 Friday and Saturday evening and a matinee show on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Garner Performing Arts Center, January 11 and 12 and 18 and 19, Sordid Lives. The author of Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will, brings you a comedy that was nominated for over 30 awards during its long run in Los Angeles. When Peggy, a good Christian woman, hits her head on the sink and bleeds to death after tripping over her lover's wooden legs in a motel room, chaos erupts in Winters, Texas. Contains adult themes and adult language. Saturday, January 26th, Garner Performing Arts Center. It's Broadway Voices, Jeff Creedy. Show starts at 7:30. In Cary, January 26th, that's a Saturday, Cary Arts Center, The Next Generation Leahy. Building on the over three generations of musicianship, Doug and Jennifer Leahy and their six children are keeping the Leahy tradition alive through Celtic-based music, song, and dance. And then Friday, February 15th, Masters of Soul. This is a celebration of the legendary songs and performers that defined Motown and soul music. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.